All throughout the New Testament, we see Christ sitting on the right hand of God. However, in Acts 7, we find a man full of faith and power seeing Christ in a very different position. Let me tell you the story of Stephen. Stephen loved the Lord with all of his heart. In fact, he loved God so much that even in the face of death, he continued to stand up for his Lord. You see, Stephen had the very unpopular and uncomfortable duty of bringing the word of God to those who didn't want to hear it. God gave Stephen the words to say, and Stephen boldly spoke them without hesitation or apology. Stephen was not ashamed to call sin by its rightful name. Well, according to the word of God, the men that Stephen was talking to so boldly were cut to their heart, and they soon went to plot on how to kill him. But that didn't stop Stephen. It's very interesting that even with all the bad feelings of hatred and animosity these men had for Stephen, the Bible says in Acts 6:10 that they were not able to resist the wisdom by which he spoke. Well, the men became uncontrollably furious and were enraged. And according to Acts 7:54 through 56, the word says that they started gnashing or grinding their teeth at him. But Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus, not sitting this time, but standing on the right hand of God. He said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Stephen found out something amazing and learned a great lesson that we all must learn. The lesson is this: when you stand up for Christ, Christ stands up for you. And when you stand for God, you'll never stand alone. And that's why we want to sing this little song. Brenda, can you help me?